Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is showtime. Welcome to the USA Radio Network. The show you are listening to right now is called Raw and Unfiltered, and your host is Wayne Allen Root. And as I'm sure many of you are well aware, that on Tuesdays and Thursdays, the first hour of this great show, this great program, I, Lee Elsie, get the chance to hang out with the entire country from one coast to another while Wayne gets all fired up and souped up in the green room. So my job is to get you raring and ready to go, and Wayne comes in at the top of the hour and spikes the football. So we being me and you, have almost 60 minutes to share together, and I have a lot to get to. Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing all the buttons, making it all go. No guests tonight, just me and you for the full 60. So the Taliban is warning the United States not to interfere with their culture or their treatment of women. The Taliban spokesman Sunhali Shashin told Fox News that the United States shouldn't try to change their culture. We don't try to change your culture, so don't try to change ours. Essentially saying that those women's rights that the women of Afghanistan had gained over the last 20 years, you can kiss them goodbye. Now, he didn't come out and say that, of course, because it's not politically correct. But rest assured, and we're already seeing that happening, women in the workforce and the workplace have been told to leave. They'd be replaced by male family members moving forward. That's already happening throughout Afghanistan. But you know what? The one thing about that, I guess it's not our problem, because our president does not give a damn about the health and welfare of anyone else. So I guess you could say Biden now is the new America First president, right? America first, everybody else be damned. It's funny that when you're talking about individual liberties and freedoms and the responsibility to keep those freedoms, those fires of freedom burning, Americans, conservatives, Republicans for the most part, well, we're down with that. We are all about being a part of that. If there is a culture that wants or yearns to be free, the history of this nation has aided that culture in gaining that freedom until now. Now we've got a president who clearly doesn't care. Not only does he not care about the Afghanis, which, again, okay, you want to make an argument? America first. Biden's on board with that. But in the same sentence, with America being first, Biden has decided to turn his back on citizens and green card holders in Afghanistan who are still trying to get out that can't, because the Taliban is dictating who, what, where, why, and how. The Taliban, less than a year ago, they were living in caves, riding around on donkeys. Now they are flying Apache helicopters, and they are in control of Afghanistan and all of the resources within. It is a complete utter fail from the Biden administration, and how you can say it any other way is a flat-out lie. And I have been asking this question for almost a month. If there's anyone out there who has supported Joe Biden, who can defend any of his positions, please, I'm begging you, pick up the phone and call me now. We'll have this discussion. I would love it. I would love to have that conversation with you about how anything that has transpired, in particular as it pertains to our border and Afghanistan, how any of that
could be looked at as a positive. But again, as I've been saying here for the better part of a month, I'll get nothing but crickets and dial tones. Nobody has the balls to call in and challenge me on any of that. And speaking to that, how about Joe Biden's latest poll numbers? Oh, my goodness. So, let me get my record player out. Let me dust off this old 45 and spit it for you, ladies and gentlemen. And let's sing along together. This is a special dedication to all of you who voted for Jolting Joe Biden.
Regrets, I've had a few.
But Joe was one.
But then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do.
Gotta get rid of Trump. It's the most important thing.
Saw it through.
Yeah.
Without exemption.
And destroyed the America we love.
I planned each charted course.
You voted for Biden with both
each
hands.
Careful step.
Two and three times.
Along the byway.
Yes.
More. Much more than this. I did it my way.
So, those of you who voted for Joe Biden, all means necessary, whether it's voter manipulation, whether it's shaking the tree to find every Democrat you possibly could find to run out there and vote for Joe Biden, creating all this different types of crazy controversy, some very much not true. Well, what ended up happening, I guess, if you want to believe the election, what ended up happening was that Donald Trump was ousted as the president of the United States, and his replacement is Joe Biden. And regrets? Well, there are many. I told you, but you didn't listen. Democrats were dragged kicking and screaming to the polls to vote for Joe Biden because he wasn't Donald Trump. Never Trumpers and Democrats were so Trump deranged that they settled for this shell of a candidate. If you had put up a potato, they would have voted for a potato. In fact, it probably would have been better for America had they put a potato up. Instead, they put up Joe Biden. And they didn't vote for Biden because they thought he'd be a good president. He just wasn't Trump. And that was good enough for them. And now that Biden has bungled absolutely everything across the board, Democrats are feeling buyer/voter remorse. You know you're feeling it. You just can't say it, right? You've got to be quiet in your own circles. Can't make fun of Joe Biden. Not yet. No. I mean, Trump is too fresh in everybody's mind. You know, I know, we all know that you put in to the most powerful position on the planet a complete buffoon. And history will not judge Joe Biden kindly. He's been exposed as callous, arrogant, and he, even more so than Trump, is a narcissist. Although he does it in a different way. He's sort of a wolf in sheep's clothing. Trump just tells you how great he is. Biden wants you to come to the conclusion about how magnificent he is all on your own. That's the trick with Joe Biden. He's a narcissist. He's not a good man. He's not a nice man. He's actually an evil man. And when he's backed into a corner, you see it, he lashes out. He can be nasty, snarly, ugly at times when they let him talk, which is not always that often. So we open up, hate to say it, same old, same old. It's ugliness in Afghanistan. Biden's a lunatic. Biden's a terrible president. Biden's a terrible leader. Biden's a terrible man. All of it, I believe. And I do believe he'll go down as the worst president in the history of this country, bar none. He's already given Carter a run for the money, and you know Carter had 4 years to try to systematically break apart this nation. Biden's doing it in less than a year. Think about all of the things that have happened in the last 7 months under this person's watch. Sad, it really is. And not to be that guy who says, I told you so, but I told you so. I said from the beginning of this, If you remember, I've been asking everybody the same question over and over again. Anybody I've had on as a guest, anybody who's an expert in this field, I've been saying this over and over again. Can't you expect that the Taliban will begin to ask for some kind of restitution, some kind of payback for anybody that they have over there because they're going to get into a situation where it's a hostage situation? And of course, this is happening. Right? The Taliban are holding Americans at the Afghanistan airport right now. And what's the leader doing? Nothing. What is he doing? How can you possibly turn your back on American citizens as they're trying to get out? I read this morning that there was a group of individuals, like 17 citizens and a bunch of green card holders, who actually were working with an organization to help women in Afghanistan who were left behind, still there, trying to get out. Taliban will not let them leave, not let them get on planes. And this government is doing nothing about that. If that doesn't infuriate you, what will? You know, I get behind this microphone every single day. I can't imagine talking about things that are more egregious or more anti-American than to have citizens desperately wanting to get home, desperately wanting to come back, desperately trying to flee a nation where they're going to be raped and tortured, and the leadership of that nation does nothing. We leave no one behind. I know I've heard him say that. I know I heard Biden say that lip service time and time again, but clearly it's another area where he'll say whatever he needs to say at that moment to either gain your favor or, worse, gain your vote. All right, my name is Lee Elsie. I've got to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to the USA Radio Network and Unfiltered.
Amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too. Pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. Place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Roof, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, Wayne Allen Root here. I don't have to tell you why you need gold. You hear it from me every single day on my show. When I need gold, I go to Michael and Rich Checkin at ASI, Asset Strategies International. Right now, ASI is offering my listeners the new Type 2 1-ounce gold American Eagle at 6% over the gold price while supplies last. They are the definition of honest. 39 years in business, over $5 billion in sales, over 20,000 clients with zero complaints. The biggest question on everyone's mind right now is, when will gold gold and silver prices start to explode upwards. Right now, prices are low, but that's to your advantage. They won't be forever. We expanded the money supply by 25%. Commodity prices up. Consumer prices up. Energy prices up. Inflation is here, and it's going to get much worse before it gets better. Call ASI today at 800-831-0007 to claim your American Gold Eagle at 6% over gold. That's 800-831-0007 or AssetStrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Oh, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. I'll give Afghanistan a break for just a couple of minutes. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. If you're wondering, who am I? Who's this guy? Hey, Ethel, who's the guy on the air right now? Well, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I, Lee Elsie, get a chance to hang out with you for an hour. Wayne Allen Root, getting all primed and ready to go. And he will descend upon this microphone in less than an hour. So, you know how crime is going absolutely bonkers across the country? Well, now that's reached Oregon. Shoplifters walk out of Lowe's with full carts, and they don't care. We've seen this in California, seen it in San Francisco over and over again, but I don't know if you've seen anything like what I've seen. Fox News has a video out where a group, I think it's five or six folks, walk into a Lowe's, fill up their carts, walk out, bags around their shoulders, obviously the full carts, they unload it into the back of their cars, they drive off. Because there is no law and order anymore across this country. It has now been minimalized, marginalized. You could do whatever the hell you want. The men and women who rob this place, if they're caught, may face fines, small fines. But according to the Lowe's where they stole the property from, they stole well in excess of $2,000 worth of stuff. The fines will be minimal, $50. Imagine this. It's like a business venture. Let's go into a store, rob it, take what we can, either sell it on the open market or use it, whatever, and pay a small fine. Who cares about the misdemeanor? Nobody cares about having a record, a criminal record anymore. Nobody cares about that. Nobody's working anymore. So why would you care about that? And you pay the fine, and you cash in, and you do it over and over and over again. Shoplifting incidents have been cropping up across the country in recent months. Obviously, as I said, in San Francisco notably, where I guess you can steal up to $900 before they actually even stop you or care. And now in Oregon, they're doing the same thing, where you can walk out of the store, pay a small fine, and I guess either sell the stuff on eBay, keep it, sell it in the open market, sell it for drug money, whatever it is that you want to do. It apparently is a free-for-all around the world. It's a free-for-all in this country. And that's leadership. That is leadership. And that is, well, not only is that leadership that it's lacking, it's also this effort, a concerted effort, in particular by the media, to portray cops as being terrible human beings, and criminals as being victims somehow. Right, if you're walking into a Lowe's with the intent on stealing as much as you can carry, you're not a victim. You're a criminal. Now, there are arguments about people growing up in very tough environments and they turn to a life of crime. I get it. I understand it to a certain extent, right? You had an abusive father, a mom who wasn't there. I get it. I do. And I have sympathy for those folks. But there comes a point in time when you become a menace to society and you gotta go. When you're a menace to society, you no longer can be part of a community. And you've got to be removed from that community. When you start acting like absolute animals and raping and robbing and pillaging to your heart's content, you've got to be taken out of society and you've got to be punished. And you've got to be punished with the full teeth of the law. And that's the other problem. So many of these places across the country, they don't have any weight behind their laws. They don't care. And businesses suffer. The community suffer. Why would you want to open a business in a place that doesn't abide by law and order? What would be the reasoning behind that? I'm going to open up, you know, a department store or a convenience store when I know some person can walk in and just rob me and not have anything done. They can do the same thing tomorrow, the day after, and my profit margin goes into the toilet. Nobody cares. Nobody gives a damn. All right, I've got to take a quick break. The music is playing. My name, once again, is Lee Elsie. More about me at LeeElsie.com. Don't move. You are listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the accused mastermind behind the September 11th terror attack, and four other high-profile detainees at the United States' detention center in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, resumed a pretrial hearing on Tuesday. The five detainees appearing in court together, smiling in an apparently jovial mood for the first time in 500 days due to delays brought on by the coronavirus pandemic. President Biden is speaking after getting a tour of parts of Queens, New York that were battered by the remnants of Hurricane Ida.
These waves crashed through the streets here, testing the aging infrastructure and taking lives. More lives were taken here than down in Louisiana.
Biden's visit comes after he approved a disaster declaration for New York State. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This is Wayne Allen Root.
Raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Alrighty then, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. If you're looking for Wayne Allman Root, Connecticut. So I was yelling and screaming like a lunatic, like I do some days, not every day. But I was yelling and screaming this morning, and I said, we're at DEF CON 1, right? Or something like that. And I got them reversed. Like, I got the DEF CONs backwards. And one of our great listeners, Hayward, sent me what I thought was kind of funny, the DEF CON levels. And I thought it'd be interesting to share those with you before I jump back and pound away at Afghanistan. So, DEF CON 5 is the lowest state of chaos and, I guess, readiness, right? Lowest state, normal. Everything sort of is hunky-dory. DEF CON 4 is an above-average level of threat. Intel watch increased. Security measures increased. Everything strengthened as far as security measures. So you've got your head sort of beginning to get on a swivel at DEF CON 4. DEF CON 3... is maximum air force, 15 minutes to mobilize. You are ready to rock and roll. Force readiness increased well above normal levels. So DEF CON 3 is when your head is really on that swivel, waiting for that anvil to fall. DEF CON 2, fast-paced, crazy. Armed forces, 6 hours or less to deploy and engage. We are in that high alert zone. Nuclear ready, near nuclear war ready at DEF CON 2. So DEF CON 5, right, chilling. DEF CON 4, paying attention. DEF CON 3, hairs on the back of your neck, prickly. DEF CON 2, it's about to happen. DEF CON 1, maximum readiness. Nuclear war imminent. We are fighting. It is happening. You are fighting. Fighting words. That's DEF CON. Those are the DEF CON levels, so I thank my listeners out there. You know, I'd gone over this before, but I think it's worth me going over again. Just the sheer numbers of vehicles that we've left behind. You probably heard this before, but, I mean, it's in front of me. Let me just share it with you one more time. 2,000 armored vehicles, including Humvees. Almost 80,000 total vehicles. 45 Black Hawk helicopters. 50 scout attack helicopters, 30 military version of Cessnas. You've got a bunch of drones, tons of drones, heavy equipment including bulldozers, backhoes, dump trucks, excavators, 29 Brazilian-made A-29 Super Toscano ground attack aircrafts. The small arm ammunitions are through the roof, 61,000 M203 rounds. Over 20,000 grenades, howitzers, mortars, thousands of rounds, 162,000 pieces of encrypted military communication gear, the newest technology night vision scopes, thermal scopes, mono goggles, 10,000 air-to-ground rockets, recon equipment, laser aiming units, explosive ordnance, a C4, a detonator, snap chargers, thermite. It just goes on and on and on. I mean, I don't know... First of all, I don't know how this administration survives this. This should be the very first thing that we talk about, and for the most part, aside from maybe a little COVID and other national security, and I guess you want to talk about infrastructure now and maybe immigration, those are the things. Everything else is ancillary. Everything else is almost meaningless. But what we have is just absolute chaos. They've gained a massive war chest that will come back to haunt us. All right, Afghanistan's exhausting me, so I'll leave you with this, and then we'll move on to something else. There's an old Arab saying, it's better to do battle against an army of lions led by a sheep than an army of sheep led by a lion. And I've said this saying over and over again, and it couldn't be more accurate to the situation we've got in this country We are an army of lions being led by a bunch of sheep. All right. I'm exhausted. Afghanistan is exhausting me, so let's get on to some other stuff. You've probably seen by now that Biden's numbers are absolutely in the tank, which is why there's zero chance, barring any manipulation, that Biden could possibly win a second term, or that administration, whether it's Kamala Harris or anybody else that surfaces from within, could possibly get a second term. Now, I know that's 3+ years away, but the election actually will start here very, very soon. There are rumblings that Trump may actually announce pretty soon that he may run again, which I don't know how you feel about that, but that's a whole different topic of conversation. But Biden's approval ratings are in the toilet. You've probably seen this. And there's a new Gallup study out that says 60% of U.S. adults say the economy is actually getting worse. Now, they try to spin it in a different way. But, you know, in the end, right, here's something you need to think about when you're thinking about elections and winning elections and politicians and all of that. A lot of the things that we talk about are, in the moment, important. And for sure, Afghanistan in the moment is extremely important. It just shows to all of us what kind of leadership skills Biden has, which it's not very much. But people don't necessarily vote with foreign policy, and they don't necessarily vote with immigration issues. People vote with their pocketbook. And if they're wallets are not as fat as they were in previous years, that is going to bother them. Now, I know that may be a shallow way of looking at it, considering all of the damage that this president has done in such a short period of time. But in the end, it's the economy, stupid. It's the money, stupid. That is what people are focused in on. And if the economy takes a turn for the worse, which every account is seemingly pointing to, because there's just too much fake money out there. Inflation is going to bog it down. Whatever recovery you may get from, let's say, an ease on COVID, although COVID now is ramping up again, and you can make it out of that whatever you want to make out of it. You know, there was this big expectation that because businesses were going to be back in business again, there was going to be this economic explosion. But that may not happen. That may not happen because people are still tentative. People are still a little bit nervous. They're seeing their neighbors getting sick. They're seeing people still getting sick and maybe some people dying. So from a political standpoint, it's a nightmare for any politician, any incumbent politician. And, you know, Trump or whoever else decides to run can certainly make a point that the economy has been a disaster so far under this president. And again, 60% of the U.S. adults, according to the most recent survey, Gallup survey, say that the economy is getting worse, and there doesn't seem to be much of an end in sight. Have you gone out and tried to buy anything recently? Like, obviously, you go into the store, buy food, gas. We know gas is way up, but food is way up. Like, I went to the store the other day. I don't buy a lot of stuff. I buy, you know, certain products, really, over and over again. And, you know, I eat the same things. I feed my dog the same things. Like, I get ground turkey at least once a week for the dog because he likes it. Sprinkle it on his food. You know, and he's a chunky monkey. He loves it. But that is going up. Everything and anything associated with anything and everything has gone up. And I honestly don't see any reason to think that that will stop. Like, is there something here coming on the horizon that I don't know about that could possibly slow down the explosion of immigration? I don't think so. All right, let me switch gears one more time and talk about the Wuhan flu. So according to Worldometers, which is where I usually go, it's pretty accurate as far as deaths and people being sick across the globe. Right now, as I am talking to you, according to this map, 222,265,000 confirmed coronavirus cases with 4.5 million deaths around the world. Here in the United States, we just surpassed 666,000 deaths. We have 40,800,000 people, quote unquote, supposedly with COVID. Now, I've talked about this with you before, that number seems remarkably low considering, right? And which would lead then to the thought that the actual fatality rate is even lower than what's out there. Because there are experts who are saying that there's a chance that up to six times as many people that are listed that have gotten COVID actually have gotten COVID. And if that's the case, you know, you're talking about 250 million Americans who have gotten COVID. That's 75% of the folks. And again, if one person dies, it's too many. And obviously 660,000 people dying is far too many. But in the grand scheme of things, the percentage of people who are, you know, falling victim, paying the ultimate price when they get COVID, is extremely small, which doesn't necessarily minimize it, right? We know just about every person that you know has at least run across somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who has gotten COVID or knows somebody who's gotten COVID and they died, right? It's not a small number. It's not insignificant. So I just wanted to throw that at you. And I guess Joe Rogan took the ivermectin. He got the COVID, and he took the ivermectin, and apparently he got better, like, in no time flat. So what is it about ivermectin that, A, makes everybody so nervous, and, B, why is the media running from it and minimalizing it, and I guess making anybody who talks about it out to be some kind of a weirdo, wacko chump? I don't get that. All right, I got to take a break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
New surveys show that Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. 80% want thermometers used in public places to screen for COVID-19. 36% know that non-contact devices are inaccurate. And 60% would not recommend that friends or family members enter places that screen with them. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Hello folks, J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the Veteran and Wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently. Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, the Warrior, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire, coming from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Energized Health. We love our Energized Health, not just because there are literally hundreds of amazing testimonials at EnergizedHealth.com, which tells you how great this company is and how transparent this company is. I did the program, and, listen, I'm on it for the rest of my life, but the first 88 days alone, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and gained 10 pounds of muscle and gained 7 pounds of hydration. It's an incredible exhibit A for this entire program is the Wayne Root response. Phone number is 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. Mention War and get 40% off or go to EnergizedHealth.com.
All righty then. Welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. Find out more about me, LeeElsie.com. Wayne's jet has just landed, so he'll be here in the studio in no time flat, actually. My studio is about 3,000 miles away from Wayne. I'm over here in Connecticut while Wayne is gassing up the jet, or at least the limo, heading into his Las Vegas studio, and that will happen imminently. Anyway, a couple things real quick. I thought this was kind of funny. First of all, I locked my keys in my truck this past long weekend. And you know how frustrating it is when you look in the window and you're hoping against hope that your keys aren't there, and there they are sitting right there on the back seat. So I had to become MacGyver and figure out a way how to get into my truck, which I eventually did. I got to be honest, I'm kind of proud of myself and my wife who, helped me get into my truck. And it didn't take that long. And I don't really have good equipment. So whatever safety measures these truck companies are implementing, although I do have an old truck, it's like a 2003 truck, so I had to get in there at a little piece of a wire, and then I push the lock button and open it up, and there you go. So that's weekend story number one. Weekend story number two is a story about spiders, which I told this morning on my morning show. I'll tell it again on the national audience because I think you'll appreciate this. I'm not a big fan of spiders. I'm not a big fan of insects, although I know spiders aren't technically insects. They're arachnoids, right? So it's different. But I don't like things that crawl on me and bite me. And spiders are known to crawl and bite. In fact, I've been bit by a spider inside my mouth once. And again, I'm not going to retell that story, but not fun. And I can't shoot a web, and I can't climb a building. I wish I could, but I can't. I didn't get any of the positive residuals from that. But here in Connecticut, they have these, listen, I don't think they're deadly, but they're just these big thumb-sized spiders. And I'm kind of trying to turn over a new leaf. Like, I don't go out of my way to kill the spiders anymore. I don't go out of my way to smash the anthills. Like, I'm a big-time animal fan, right? Four-legged, furry friends. You know, you got me. My heart is yours, right? But insects, whole different dynamic, right? Because the biting aspect, the idea that they'll, you know, come at you and they buzz in your face and in your ears and all that goes along with that. Okay. So let me just get back to my spider story. So I have three spiders, big spiders, who have decided to take up residence outside these three windows of my house. One near my front porch, the other two behind my house, you know, where I let the dog out. But they're all out of the way, right? They're hanging out in the windows. They built themselves their web, and they're just kind of sitting there, growing, because they're huge, eating the insects that fly into them. Okay, so I decided, you know what? In reference to the great job that Joe Biden has done in Afghanistan, I'll come to some kind of a truce with the spiders. And I won't bother them. If they don't bother me, I won't bother them. And for the past couple of weeks, they haven't bothered me. These giant spiders have stayed on, you know, in their place on the window screen in their sort of webbing area. And they've been doing their thing. Not bothering me. I'm not bothering them. Now, yesterday, a fourth spider has emerged. And this spider decided to build his or her web, blocking the way out of my house. Like, I go out my side door to get in my car, and there's like a little step there, but he has built, or she has built, their web in between these two posts on my railing, the stair railing. So when I went out yesterday, I could see it in the bright sunlight. I saw this giant spider building their web, and it was pretty much done, but the spider was off to the side. So I had a tennis racket in my hand for some reason, although I don't play tennis. I have to play in some funky tennis tournament for a charity, which I will not do well in. Anyway, so I use the tennis racket, I break apart the webbing, and I sternly look at that spider and I point to him. I say, do not build your webbing across this area. This is the no-go zone. And I went about my day. A couple hours later, I came back. Guess what? Spider rebuilt the web right where I told him not to. I only had one choice. I had the tennis racket in my hand still. Ding. So the truce was broken. And I hit the tennis racket over the head of the spider. Now, I don't know how far he went. I didn't watch him. But he actually made a sound. That's how big those spiders are. It sounded when it pinged off of the racket. And I didn't see him when I left to do my morning show in the morning. So I don't know if he made it. I don't know if he made it. But I know he didn't build in the area now that has been the no-go zone for spiders. I'm out of time, so I gotta go. Listen, it's always a lot of fun. Chris, thanks for pushing all the buttons, making it all go down there in Dallas. Wayne Allen Root is here. He is next. Keep it on the USA Radio Network.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.